finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Golden. Sitting and chatting stuff. Stupid Zoom. That could be the title of this podcast. It's not going to be the title of this podcast. I'm not like Greg. I don't decide until we like start talking, Sean. Oh, no.
I'm still here. Don't worry about it.
Oh my gosh. I was like, his microphone stopped working. So ladies and gentlemen, I'll do a proper introduction, but you're listening to the pre-stuff. So this is Sean Burkhead, formerly of Radio Free Pro Wrestling. I called him basically out of retirement. I feel like, Sean, you haven't done a podcast in a while.
You know, I saw the Burkhead single in the sky and I had to go, oh, that must be great. It's on special this time or something. So somebody needs to fill in for him for this week. So since we're such great friends, I couldn't say no. So, you know, I try to get my way out of podcasting, enjoy a little retirement, and you just drew me back in.
Every time they try and get out, they just drag me back in. I was like when one of the previous incarnations of the podcast closed, and we were like, oh, there's no, you know, we're just going to shut it down and call it a day. And then, nope. It's like Greg and I can't stop podcasting. I think it's just so that we have someone to talk to. So how you been, Sean?
I can't complain. I've been enjoying this watching professional wrestling without having to review form opinions of it, but it actually was enjoyable for a while there. Is this let me watch wrestling just for watching wrestling? Sometimes we kind of get in these little echo chambers of, oh, this is great. Oh, this is bad. But if you get out of that for a moment, just go back to pure enjoyment of professional wrestling. I'm ready to do this, though. This episode has got me back. And I have a lot of opinions about this episode you drug me into.
Let's be clear that Greg drove you into, and that's a perfect time for the theme song. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for the Hub. I am Brad the Dad, and Ryan Shotgun with me is not my usual tag team partner. No, I have sent the Sean Burkhead signal into the sky. The big B went across the border, and even though Canada and America aren't getting along, Brad and Sean are still getting along. So, Sean Burkhead, welcome back to podcasting.
Well, thanks for having me, and oh, by the way, this is going to be like a 10% tax for my fees, so now you're paying 10% on nothing, so you're still getting the same Sean value.
Still getting the same Sean value, and actually, if you see what the Canadian dollar is worth, it would be 40%. Don't worry. I talked to Trump, called him this morning. There is no tariff on Sean Burkhead coming across the border.
I'm surprised Greg would allow me across the border. Greg must be protesting. So we're like, why the hell did you let him back in?
I think Greg is just happy that he is not doing this podcast after a 5 a.m., but before a 4 a.m. So actually, he's at the Thunderbirds game tonight and then getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to get his kid to hockey.
Fun times being a parent.
No, there's... I've never said this publicly. I love Greg. I'm good for him for putting his kid in hockey, but I actively discourage my children from playing hockey. I can't do morning, Sean. I'm not a morning person.
See, I am such a morning person. I've been literally getting up about between 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning every day for the last like month. So,
okay. So all we need to do now, just because I did see your posts on Facebook. We'll just find you a nice, attractive, sweet, single lady, and you can make hockey players.
Oh, we can find that. So this is who wants to date a former podcaster. Okay, we can make a podcast about this too now.
Well, listen, we get dozens of listeners every week. So I know, like, and I believe you put out in the universe, and I have a track record. If I knew a single lady in your neighborhood, I would be that, but I have actually set up 5 happy marriages.
I might be asking you to use some of that magic. Let me tell you.
I've been channeling it all week. I've been thinking about you, praying for you. And I've been like, I'm going to just will it into existence. My last happy marriage is a dear friend of mine and been on the podcast once, my buddy Jared and his wife Laura, who have, when you meet them, they seem like this lovely couple. Laura is now gray, so it's less obvious that she's significantly younger. And I'm younger than my wife, but Laura, I got nothing on Laura. Laura is almost 11 years younger than Jared. He's getting close to 50, and she ain't 40 yet.
You know, age is just a number. It's what you think on the inside is true, your age, if you think about it. So
right.
Maybe this is me being really close to that 50, and I'm just deciding to drag my claw onto my youth as long as I have it.
Well, and I think you're right. So when they met, like Jared, to this day, is the life of a party. He hosts karaoke. He does trivia nights. He's that kind of guy. Laura's idea of a good time is knitting.
No, that's a track. There's a song about that. Oh, by the way, Paul, I'll do a reference right there. And oh, by the way, childhood Chris, if you know what I mean.
Right, Paul Abdul, I'm just saying, you haven't missed the time. You can slide into his DMs tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to get so much trouble on this one.
Well, we're going to talk about SmackDown. And I don't know, dude. How come when Greg's away, the show's good?
Okay, so you believe the show was good, quote unquote good. Okay.
Wait. How is it that I'm always the positive one? I enjoyed this show.
I enjoyed the main event. But if I could title this show, I would say this show is going to be presented to you by the letter O for outside interference.
Oh, yeah. There was a little bit of that. Okay, so let's get into this. Recap one. And yes, I am putting those in post, or I didn't. And some of the people are like, what the hell was, where's the sound effect? So Drew McIntyre, we see all the Survivor Series stuff. And Drew is then in the parking lot and he's getting thrown out of the building because he's still suspended. And Cody jumps into his car, beats him up. And then we get the long Cody shot, just Cody walking through the arena. And you can hear a song playing. It's almost like, you know, it was planned or something.
Well, this was actually one of the parts I enjoyed of the show because we see Cody getting a little comeuppance from the beatdown a few weeks ago when Drew went into his bus. So Drew somehow thinks that by his team winning war games, he's unsuspended because Braun Breaker gets a title shot on the other show. And he doesn't realize that this is SmackDown. This is all of SmackDown. and he's suspended always.
Right. And he just, Cody just says, hey, you broke an unwritten rule. You went on my bus, as you alluded to. And I, you crossed that line. This is where my wife sleeps and where my kids play. And I could drop a nuclear bomb on you, but you're the cockroach WWE. You'd always survive. And I'm going to get my hands on you. I want Nick to unsuspend you so that I can deal with you the way that we deal with cockroaches, by stomping them until they're dead. I thought this was one of the better Cody promos in a while. You could see the fire.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is ticked off Cody Rhodes. This is what you would believe a husband slash father would be irate about, this dude getting onto his bus. And now I think we're heading to Saturday night's main event, being Cody versus Drew in an unsanctioned match or whatever you want to do. But we'll find out later what Cody has to do next week.
Come on now. There's too many shows coming up. So there's an anniversary for Netflix. There's an anniversary for this and that. This will be this will either be like the season premiere of the 3-hour SmackDown, or maybe Royal Rumble. Maybe.
I don't, and I could drag it out that far, but I just went to see Cody versus Drew. I feel like they have great matches. They have great chemistry, kind of like me and you in a way. Just saying.
Oh, don't worry. The Burkhead signal might keep going up, because I don't know how Greg's going to, like, there's the running joke that Greg is doing a gimmick, saying he hates a 3-hour SmackDown and he may not be here in January. I'm not sure it's a gimmick.
Oh, 3 hours fat down. So why in the world? You know, more, like they say, more is more, I guess.
No, more, like, less is more. That is actually the saying, but more is more. It pays homage to Jason Agnew, who the more is more broke him, and he doesn't watch wrestling anymore. Okay, Ciampa is in the back. He's hanging out there with Johnny, and he's talking about how he wants the U.S. title match. Melo just walks in and says, too bad, because I got next. And looks at his shirt, calls him a jackass. Nobody's buying these shirts, by the way, Sean.
No, no, no. This was not a great idea from good creative. This is bad idea from awful creative.
Right. And before we get to Melo, we have to have Damian Priest cutting a promo explaining how he has friends too. And the only good news is we're going to get Rhea Ripley and Damian Priest in a mixed tag match.
Yeah, next week, SmackDown looks really, really good. Not I should have asked to be on this week's episode.
Okay, you say that. But on the other hand, we did get Dragon off of Melo, which, boy, oh boy, this match.
Well, as short as it was a fine professional wrestling match. I mean, these two guys cannot have a bad freaking professional wrestling match. And as I said, I want to name this episode, present to you by the letter O. We had our first outside interference of the evening, as Melo is going up for nothing but net. And Ciampa comes out and gets this little bit of revenge from Melo from the backstage segment.
Right. And pushes him off the ring. I swore when they cut back it was going to be Miz, but apparently Miz and Melo's feud is totally on pause.
Exactly. We had no reference whatsoever of that, or the gentleman who climbed the war game cage and attacked and got the victory for Team Paul Heyman.
Yeah, no, God, we don't talk about those things. We just plank breadcrumbs, and eventually we'll get back to it. But yeah, I mean, those were the rolling Germans. I love the kicks, like when Dragunov would kick him off top rope. But the best part about this was poor Dragunov reacting when he sees the replay and feeling bad that he took advantage. Does that mean that Melo gets a rematch?
Oh, you would think so, by the way. Dragunov was acting there. And, you know, we still have all these special events that are going for December and January. So I can see maybe what do you do? A three-way with Melo and Ciampa and Dragunov for that.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. U.S. title maybe on the premiere of that 3-hour episode of SmackDown.
And eventually they have to get to the fact that Tama Tonga apparently wants this title too.
Oh, you know, do we really need to see that? Do we really need to see that?
No. And when Tama Tonga is your workhorse of your faction, you know your faction doesn't wrestle well.
Well, we don't know that because we haven't seen the other ones wrestle that much whatsoever.
I sat through the Survivor Series match last week. I can tell you they don't wrestle. JC Mateo is the other workhorse. And he's actually, Jeff Cobb's a great wrestler.
Ooh, I would love to see Jeff Cobb versus Dragunov. That would be a fine professional wrestling match. Let's just put that out in the universe.
Yes, let's, like, if before we get to everybody else, and you know who else is also a pretty good wrestler? Solo. Like, does Solo not want the U.S. title?
You think you would want some title as, why build a faction if you're not going to use a faction to get you some gold?
I think he built a faction because he wanted some more friends to hang out with.
Oh, that's true. You know,
he doesn't want to drive, so he makes one of the others drive him around. You know, just something like that. Okay, so we then get another recap, and there's tons of these throughout the. I'm not going to name them all off. This one I just noticed because this one really was pushing the John Cena stuff and people talking about him. And I suspect that next week's wrestling is going to be a lot of John Cena stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be a pre-Cena party next week on SmackDown as we get headed into Saturday night's main event. I'm looking forward to this podcast, the full podcast that they put together, John Cena's interview, because the clips have been enlightening a lot.
Oh, I'm a big fan of John Cena and his work. Like, he just sounds great. Okay, speaking of sounding great, LA Knight cuts a promo. He talks about the tournament, and Gunther has been a former IC title champion and a former world title champion, but he hasn't seen the fight in the eyes LA Knight has for him. And he's going to drop him on his head with a BFT 1-2-3. Knight can talk. When are they getting behind this guy to be a world champion?
Well, you think having a match with John Cena and him having a victory over John Cena would be a nice way to kick off his elevation to the next level in 2026. But we'll talk about that a little bit later in this episode.
Can he be the guy in the Royal Rumble this year?
I mean, it's so early. We still got some time to percolate, maybe get some surprise entrance into the Royal Rumble. Because honestly, I feel it's Bron Breakker's year.
Well, Bron Breakker's won. Maybe this poor guy gets stuck with the consolation prize of wrestling Jericho at WrestleMania.
Yeah, you know, Jericho would show up at the Royal Rumble. I mean, that would be interesting to see him come back as he makes one last WWE run before he calls it a day.
Yeah, and him and Knight would be a great match, and maybe he gets the big win over Jericho. That's possible. Yeah. I've heard of worse ideas.
No, that's not a bad idea. I mean, everybody call him LA Knight, Eli Drake. This guy is a proven professional wrestler who does great work, and I just want to see him succeed. And this whole tournament I have not been a fan of because I feel like it should be somebody to face Cena that could use the as a launching point. Like, if they had the IC title match between Dom Mysterio and John Cena as their last match, and we see John Cena go out like most professional wrestlers on the back, putting somebody over, that would have been perfectly fine. But we're heading in a different direction. There's no title anymore. So who knows if Cena's going to let Cena go out as a winner, which would be kind of interesting.
No, he need Gunther. Can let's let the Gunther streak of a retirement. Still wouldn't even put that in the universe. He got Goldberg. Now he's got to get Cena.
Well, he has to get through this match we got to talk about here in about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, so. Yeah. First, we have to get through the women's tag team division match, which is Kairi Sane versus Alexa Bliss. I'm watching this match and I'm like, first of all, this was a great match. Secondly, these two women are pretty equal in size, but you forget how athletic Alexa Bliss is. And now that she's got the ring rust off, Sean, the stuff she can do.
Yeah. I mean, she's freaking amazing. And this match to me was fine. And, but yet we had the outside interference that's drug it down for me. Like I said, I just got stuck on the outside interference for SmackDown the first three matches. And I'm going like, on paper, this is a great match. Like Ilya Dragunov versus Carmelo Hayes. This match was going pretty decent for a while. And I think the only reason they put this match here is to showcase the depth of the SmackDown's women's tag team division. And
yeah, it was Michael Cole, dude, on commentary. I think Cole said, can we talk about how many women are fighting for the women's tag titles? Meanwhile, in my head, I'm like, remember when we were talking about how there were three tag teams in the whole division?
And they needed to float over to Raw to get some competition because there's only like three women's tag teams in the whole SmackDown division. Now we're up to at least five or six. Enough for a healthy division.
Yeah, it's got more tag teams than Raw does men's tag teams.
And I was thinking this is probably going to lead to a fatal four-way on that premiere of SmackDown in 2026. So we can have a fatal four-way for the women's tag team titles because I feel like that's how we're going to go with this direction.
Yeah, and so eventually we get Bliss hitting the Sister Abigail for the win after Kairi missed her elbow. And then before they can celebrate, Nia and Lash come in and destroy Charlotte and Alexa. Then they cycle in and look like they're going to get poor Kairi. And then Asuka comes and tries to make a save, but Asuka gets destroyed. And then Kairi's left alone. She gets squished and she's about to get the Annihilator. And Asuka saves her protege. I'm happy that there was no Annihilator because Nia Jax has been getting herself in phenomenal shape and needed a belt. Because when she hit Samoa Drop, there was a near wardrobe malfunction. The classic, like, as a guy who has had his weight fluctuate up and down over his life, when you go through those skinny phases, Sean, you need your belt for the pants you used to wear when you were fat.
You know, it's your best friend sometimes, especially if you're going, like, from three sets this one way to three sets the other way. Your belt is your best friend sometimes.
Oh, and she, like Nia Jax, still me around. This looked great. And they're the Road Warriors of this division. They then cut a promo and basically talk about how they're going to destroy this whole division. Sean, I love these ladies. Just give them the titles.
You know, you just talked me into it. I mean, like, look, we're ending 2025 with us wanting to see Nia Jax with a title around her waist. In what universe have you thought that would happen like 2 or 3 years ago? It'd been like nobody would have been like, they'll laugh us out of the building. They'll tell us to cancel our podcast.
But she is competent and Lash has skill, but she just needs somebody to coach her. And what a great way to hide the few flaws that Nia Jax has left is like, she can't do a long match. Fine. She has a tag partner. And this tag division has more all-stars in it than, I don't know, the main event on SmackDown's women division.
And these matches with this tag team don't need to be that long. Anyway, you had the perfect example. They need to be the female version of the Road Warriors, where you have their matches to be no more than probably 6 or 7 minutes. And it's them doing like 90% of the offense. And it's just the other team takes the sell and takes the L.
Yeah, there's lots of women in NXT they can bring up and get squashed. Just as we learned at Survivor Series. The doomsday device that no, just no doomsday devices for anyone.
I think they could. What would you have as their finishers? As we're talking about them as a tag team, and probably be future tag team champions. What would you want to be their tag team finisher move?
Oh, like, I love the Annihilator, but I'm thinking about something where Naya picks up, like, something where Naya picks somebody up on her shoulders and Lash, like, drop kicks them or something off top rope.
I mean, I feel like maybe you have Lash do, like, a big boot into, like, a Samoan drop with Naya doing the Samoan drop as the moment as the boot hits the face, you use the drop.
Oh, yeah, and so, she can kick that high. That works really well, Sean.
Exactly. I feel like it'd be a good finisher for a mustard tag team. And these tag team title belts have been hot potato around a different couple of tag teams. And why not have it on Lash and Nia Jax? And when I think about it, where you talked me into this, I'm thinking like this is the way creative should go.
Oh, well, yes. And speaking of creative, I'm going to be wanting to watch NXT tomorrow night because Obafemi and me is going to face Ricky Starks, Bronx Company, and the winner gets to face Cody. I almost want to be like, I wonder who's going to win this match.
You know, since they laid, you know, first of all, shouldn't Cody be still a little annoyed at Nick for not giving him exactly what he wanted and have the suspension of Drew McIntyre be undone? But he basically goes into, they go to the office. We see Oba Femi. We see Ricky Saints. And Oz turns to Cody and go like, I'll let you tell him. So whoever wins the NXT title tomorrow, this evening, when you listen to the podcast, gets to face Cody Rhodes next week at Saturday Night's Main Event. So yeah, it's going to probably be Ricky Saints versus Cody, which I am looking forward to. I would be watching Saturday Night's Main Event for that match alone.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You don't have to watch Saturday Night's Main Event to see what's coming next. Sean, when I saw this match was being booked, I thought about, we put up a short tonight and the short talked about how Jade is going to eat the women's division. And it was a picture of Jade as Pac-Man with a bunch of heads that she was about to eat. And one of them I've set up there was Alba Fire, and poor Alba Fire. Like this match, this was even a match.
This is like, was it like maybe 2.5 minutes at best of a match? And what we get is the start of the match. We see Chelsea Green get up, trying to do some interference. She gets knocked down. Chelsea turns around.
Confronted. She gets confronted by Julia's manager. I always forget her name.
And Julia basically chases off Chelsea Green, and that causes Alba Fire to get caught up, going, where's my conviction? Should I go save my leader, or should I finish the match? She was torn there for a second, and she gets jaded for her effort.
Yeah, Spine Buster, pump kick, jaded. They figured a pattern for Jade, which is Goldberg.
Yeah, exactly. This copy and paste the AEW creative for Cargill, but it's the right way to go with her because she's still so new to the business. And having her in Alba Fire was a nice choice because Alba Fire has been around the indie scenes forever and a day. And there's a lot of former NXT UK talent on the show tonight, which is a good thing because that was a good brand when it was around.
Yeah, and we get another couple of things in the background. I'll go through them quickly. Fraxium talking to Nick Aldis. They have they want a match with DIY, but first Ciampa's going to get his title match. And Dragunov basically smiles and says, you can have what's left. And then the MFTs have a face off.
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Ooh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be.
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Because of course they do. They're going to go to talk in the ring. And then B-Fab is in the back and she's getting bullied by Jade some more. And Meechan steps in. So there's the next person, Sean. If you can't guess who's getting fed to Jade next, let's see. We had BFAB. We had Alba Fire. We had Meechin. And you nailed it. Women who can wrestle really well, but are unfortunately slotted really low on the card.
Okay, so, I mean, you look at these three ladies that Jade probably will end up being all three of them. It doesn't hurt the person who's taking the loss here because they haven't had any steam to put behind them in the first place.
Yeah, and they're neither of them are in the tag division. It's fine. Hopefully Meechin can get the U.S. title eventually because that's probably about as high as they'll put her. And where is Bianca? Like, Sean, seriously, bring her back. Go visit her. Like, do whatever you need to do.
I guess I need to take me a little Uber over to her house here in K-Town, the home of the champions, as I would like to say sometimes, and go like, hey, are you ready to come back to work now? Because this division could use a little EST of EST, as in East Tennessee, to say.
Yeah, we need her. Like, this division needs a main eventer. Like, because if not, like, there's only so many people. I mean, Julia's manager, Chelsea Green. Like, we just can't have her kill everybody in the mid-card before somebody comes back to fight her.
I mean, I would have Julia take the title off her if we're going down that road. I mean, like, every way I get the title off of Jade Cargill, because I think Julia should be the champion at some point. And it wouldn't hurt Jade whatsoever because she loses to somebody who had a lot of star power.
Julia is criminally underused on this show, but that's a 20-minute side ramp. Instead, we'll go down to Greg's favorite part of the night. I guarantee you that Greg is never watching this segment.
I think you might be right, but I don't think I know what you're talking about. So tell us what Greg would never, ever, ever go back on Hulu to watch.
MFTs show up in the ring. They talk about their win from last week. Solo's on the mic, and he is talking about how they did everything, Sean. They won, and now they want their property back, which is apparently the tag titles. And Solo says, then Solo cuts probably the best part of this promo. You say you've been watching us. Well, I've been watching you, and you don't deserve the name Wyatt. And this is my family. We're taking those titles, and all I have to do is believe. Damn. Like, you don't deserve the name Wyatt, and all I have to do is believe. Uncle Howdy apparently had enough, and of course, lights go out, they're in the ring, and the two factions fight. We get the big tall guys, Tala Tonga and Eric Rowan in the ring. Tala Tonga gets knocked out of the ring, the Wyatts hold the ring. Sean, Solo has got skills on the mic.
Yeah, I mean, like, the ending of that, I was like, oh, I couldn't believe he went there. But yeah, he went there, and it makes you want to see this match and see Solo get his comeuppance and to see Uncle Howdy just lay waste to him. And okay, so who would be the tag team to face the tag team champions out of the NFTs that you would want to see?
I am terrified because it's going to be Tala Tonga and Jeff Cobbs.
Now, I wouldn't mind seeing Jeff Cobb as the tag team, one half of the tag team champions. That'd be kind of cool because he can actually go.
The problem is you got the other guys in this faction. So let's put Solo off to the side. He's not going to get in this match. If Tama Tonga is going after the U.S. title, that leaves us with three options. Jeff Cobb, fine. Great. But then you're left with either Tala Tonga or Tonga Loa.
Flip a coin. It's two short straws. I mean,
I'll take Tala Tonga because at least he's tall. Tell me what Tonga Loa is other than terrible.
Is her body in a fashion?
The guy who drives the car when they're going on road trips.
I guess, but
Sean, just it's fine. Miz wants to be on the Saturday Night's main event. He's not going to be on it. But guess who is going to be on it? Bayley. And Bayley's going to wrestle Sol Ruka. Oh, boy. That should be a great match.
Yeah. And the way that Sol Ruka approached this, I was thinking, are they going to turn her heel?
Somebody's got to be turning, because between her and Zarya, they've been feuding on NXT.
And oh, hey, by the way, later this evening, you have the chance to watch Deadline. Deadline looks pretty dang stacked with the two.
Iron Survivor is the name of the match. And with the best new match in 20 years. It is like, do you remember the old TNA match where it was like King of the Mountain and you had to pin somebody and they went into a penalty box and then you could climb the ladder? It's like that, only it makes sense.
You know, they took that concept of a match and, like you said, they made it make sense. And it's one of the best matches of the year because it's not like a Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble,
it is like, so here's the thing. I'll push back, brother. It is like a Royal Rumble. You get the countdowns.
Oh, I'm saying that you know that the ending is going to have to be after number 30. This one, to me, you don't have that lull where you're waiting around to see what happens because every second count, because you're scoring pinfalls. The first two people have the most chances of scoring the most pinfalls. So you want to be one of the first two people in this match.
Or you want to be one of the people, I would say four is a pretty good spot, because you can come in, there's three people that are worn out, you can start getting pinfalls. The thing about this match that makes it so interesting is, like, if you, let's say they had a flash pin right off the beginning, well, then you get hosed because your opponent's in the penalty box for 2 minutes. And the time's still ticking. like there is some strategy to this match. And then the way they did it, where you have the five heads on the bottom and they show the scores, it just is brilliant.
I agree. I'm going to watch this. NXT Deadline is looking to be a better watch than what I saw this evening on SmackDown. That's all I will say.
It can't be worse. Well, I started with this match being good. And then I'm like, look at all the talking that was in this show. And like, by the time we got here, Gunther cuts. So like, we had all this. We then have a Gunther promo where he talks about how the word ring general translates into any language as victory. And then he's passionate about ending people's careers. I hope you're watching, John. WWE hit a billion viewers, and Aleister Black and Zelina cut another spooky promo. They're going to get killed next week.
You know, I agree with you. I feel like that's going to be a very short match, but I kind of like Zelina and Aleister Black in this spooky kind of presentation.
And you know what? Judgment Day could interfere and take them out. And that would spin what's her name back over to Raw to feud with Judgment Day. Because that's where Rhea is, right? Like, Rhea is teaming up with somebody else as a tag team partner.
I mean, they could go that direction. I honestly would like to see Aleister Black and Zelina win this match and continue this feud just a little bit, because it gives Damian Priest something to do on this show.
Yeah, because if he doesn't have this feud, I don't know where he is. Like, he's not in the U.S. title scene, but
not in the world title scene either.
Yeah, he's somewhere in this weird mid-card limbo. Too big for the U.S. title, too not big enough for the world title. All right, John, well, we've flown through this thing. We are now at our main event, LA Knight versus Gunther, in definitely the best match of the night.
By a country mile, this was the best match of the evening.
LA Knight, Michael Cole points out early on the fact that Gunther has retired Goldberg and he wants to keep going. They had some great sequences here. One of my personal favorites early on was the Oklahoma roll into a sleeper into a pinning predicament by LA Knight. Like, just, he was on top of his game tonight.
Exactly. This was a proper SmackDown main event. And I love the fact that you see LA Knight going for the attitude adjustment, nailing the attitude adjustment for a near fall. Then go back and he literally lifts Gunther up twice.
Like, that was incredible. The times when they were like, things like LA Knight missing his elbow drop, and then we get the Tyrannosaurus drop kick. Then we get the power bomb that turns into a DDT. Like, it's those sequences. And you forget that just because LA Knight can talk, he's got some game in this thing. And I love that German suplex where it sets up the bad neck. And then we get this whole beatdown of him and a BFT out of nowhere. And he has Gunther, except that the foot gets on the rope. Yeah. And then Gunther rallies and eventually gets him in a cravat that looks a lot like an STFU.
It was a fine ending to a fantastic main event, I would say.
Yeah, I would say this might be this is definitely your highlight. So I'm going to drop in the song, and Sean, I'm going to let you go sharpen those scissors for a second. And we'll see what you leave left in the show.
Let's go have some fun with the SmackDown synopsis.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
All right, Sean, scissors are nice and sharp. Let's and the synopsis is brought to you by The Draw. Draw Stars Raw, Randy C and Eric B are back on Mondays. And we have a special announcement later this week. So I'm going to smarten you up, Sean, off the air, because you'll be one of the first people to know. But there is some news coming in the new year. So not bad news, good news. So, Sean, your scissors are out. You're ready to go. Cody Rhodes attacking and doing a promo. Keep or cut?
I am keeping this because this is... Thing I enjoyed out of hour number one of SmackDown, and it wanted me to see maybe a match between Drew and SmackDown GM Nick Aldis. Can you imagine that match? Aldis versus Drew.
I just want Nick Aldis to have one last match. He deserves a WWE match in a retirement.
So I'm just putting this out into the world. I want to see that, and maybe we can have it on the premiere as the 3-hour SmackDown in 2026, maybe.
Iron Man match. Go ahead, Nick Aldis. Come out of retirement for an Iron Man match. Ciampa in the back, cutting a promo.
I am going to cut this out.
Damian Priest cutting a promo.
I won't keep the Damian Priest one because it was...
It's tiffy time!
It was a fine promo, getting Damian back into some situation where we can push probably one to... Would you consider him like the most undervalued male wrestler on SmackDown now?
Yes, undervalued and underutilized. Because I was sure when Jacob Fatu got hurt that they were gonna slide him into this main event picture, which is why we had Aleister Black mixing it with Cody. But no, he's just over there by himself.
So we're gonna keep this and hope that they do something with Damian Priest.
Dragunov versus Melo.
Oh, we're keeping this match because, A, on paper, this was a fine match. I would just try to cut out the any of this match where you see the interference, but up to that point, it was a great match. I just wish we had a better ending.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
To the match.
Yeah. I'm already cutting Alexa and Charlotte talking because that was just them not getting along and we skipped over during the recap. LA Knight promo.
So we're keeping the LA Knight promo because it helps set up the main event.
Yeah.
Kairi Sane versus Alexa Bliss.
We can superstar special this one because all it was doing, it was a placeholder to help showcase the depth of the WWE's women's tag team division, which is something they're focusing on now, which is nice to see they're doing it because for a long time, like you said, there's only like three tag teams in the whole freaking division. Now we got them coming out of the woodworks everywhere.
Yeah, there is like six tag teams in this division, maybe seven, which is probably all the tag teams that are on SmackDown at any given time. Okay. The announcement that the deadline may world title match is going also get you a chance to face Cody at Saturday night's main event.
And we're going to keep this because that way it makes a little sense.
Acknowledge me.
Okay. You kept it. here, it makes sense. That's you had that me. It made stuff. Sense on this show. That's enough. Next up, oh man, there's so many backstage segments. Jade being a bully.
I don't gonna cut this because, like you said, there's so many backstage segments. This was a filler episode of SmackDown. This by it was like 80% talking and not that many matches.
There were 30 matches on the show in 2 hours.
That should be crippled. That should be not allowed to happen.
Yeah, and I take it you want to cut Fraxium and MFTs and all the stuff talking in the back.
Yeah, well, you know, I would keep pressing because you get Ilya Dragunov coming in and talking like a madman because he feels like he got dishonored by the way he won this US title. So
calling it your precious.
Hey, you can actually have what's left after I just go out and maim and destroy.
Yeah, Dragunov would not be a big guy can talk, dude.
And I'm so looking forward to Ciampa versus Dragunov. That's going to be a freaking banger.
MFT talking segment that leads to the brawl.
Well, you can superstar specialist so we can have the brawl and we have to face off. And you can have Solo do the line where he goes bully because that was this ice cold gangster right there at the end.
Yeah, he just needed to do that part of the promo, not the whole preamble. How about Miz / Bailey / Silveruka in the back?
We can cut that out to show it.
Dummy, yeah.
I mean, all it did was serve a purpose for again laying out the card for next week's very nice main event.
Right. I mean, but this show, I can't believe the show is going to be 3 hours. Gunther, dude, what are we doing with Gunther's promo?
We got to keep it because it leads into the main event.
Y'all know what I mean?
Yes, that Gunther is proving everybody right and me wrong by being... On my podcast back in the day, there was a running joke that me and Gunther had a feud that he didn't know about.
Well, and that feud can still be going on, but dude, after the way he hits people, I don't think I want to be feuding with Gunther. Alistair and Zelina doing their best Jake Roberts impression.
I don't keep it because it was well done. I mean, like, more of that, please. If we're gonna do backstage promos. I feel like that kind of packaging was better than what. See, I kept Damian Priest because it was the same kind of format. Now I'm keeping this one for the same reason because it was excellently well designed and put together.
I hope this was all filmed last week, though, and they didn't fly them into a city just to do these backstage pre-tapes.
True. That would be unfortunate for them, but.
WWE, it does weird things. Yeah. LA Knight versus Gunther, our main event, John.
We're keeping it because, like we said, out of three matches we were allowed to see on SmackDown this evening, it was the best one. And
he's a goddamn national treasure.
I gotta give him credit. They gave LA Knight a few hope spots, and I thought he was gonna win, or I thought we were gonna have a babyface versus babyface. But I guess that's the thing is, you need. Going into this match, would you want to see LA Knight versus Cena or LA Knight versus Gunther? See, having Gunther versus Cena, I wish that we had the IC title on Cena, so he just basically wrote an IC title back to Gunther.
But I think Gunther is going to be feuding for a heavyweight title by the time we get to WrestleMania.
So, yeah, maybe it's just... I'd say I was never the biggest fan of this tournament whatsoever. I was hoping that Cena would... Anyway, I was talking to my brother this morning. I'm going like, who you want to see him face? And I was like, I want to see Braun Breaker versus Cena in the last match. And that Breaker had the biggest fit, the biggest like
victory. Yeah, it would be the biggest victory of his career. Or Bronson Reed would have been a good choice.
Bronson Reed. Somebody who could just brag to the end of time and go like, I was the one who retired Cena. I can see Gunther do the same thing on his road to his next world title. Like, look at me, I retired Cena, now I want a world title.
I took Gunther and Cena, and now I'm on my way to a world championship. And he is like, Punk will need contenders.
Second, especially since Seth Rollins is out and Seth Rollins will probably miss WrestleMania. So they need to find something for Punk to do. But
it's either that or Bron Breakker. And but I mean, the other thing that this sets up, I mean, Gunther's got a face turn in him at some point, or Bron Breakker. There's a match, Sean. Bron Breakker and Gunther. Don't promise you good time unless I can deliver.
And that'd be a banger match too. And I would love to see Breakker beat Gunther, like spearing like in half and 1, 2, 3. That'd be kind of cool.
You just want him to get speared. You're like, maybe if he accidentally spears him really hard, all of a sudden his wife will be a widow.
Okay, I didn't go that far. I'm not Solo Sikoa. I'm not going to say I believe.
All right. Well, with that, on that slightly dark note, we'll leave things as they are. Sean, do you have I know you don't have anything to plug. Well, maybe you do. Do you have something to plug, Sean?
Well, I'm still enjoying my sabbatical from podcasting, but if you guys can do me a favor,
yep.
Go over and Google Billy McKenzie. I should have done this better.
Oh, yeah. I know which. Yes. I saw you post this today. Yeah. You were talking about the GoFundMe for
Billy McKenzie.
Yeah.
I'm not sure her last name, but she's a professional wrestler who has been wrestling since she was 15 years old. She's British. She's been in NXT UK. What I didn't know was she had a rare liver disease, and she's been dealing with it all her life, and now she's needing a liver transplant. So there's a GoFundMe out there. So if you are able to, I would like you to go donate to this GoFundMe and help a professional wrestler who has worked her butt off and laid her body on the line for us every time she just stepped in the ring.
Yeah. And I will just say this for people listening going, well, I don't have very much money to give. Because I'm going to donate to this charity. I would tell you that I once we used to have to raise $200 a head, and I was at a not very affluent church, and we used to do a fundraiser where Canadian pennies were gone before American pennies are about to be gone. And I said, just throw the pennies in there. And I actually raised from, you know, a congregation of about 500 people, we raised close to $3,000 in pennies, Sean.
That's cool. That's pretty cool.
So what I'm trying to say in a long way is that if you got a dollar, give a dollar. If you got $5, give $5. Every dollar counts. And she was so close to her goal today. And yeah, who knows when this poor girl is going to make her living again, because she pays her bills by wrestling.
Yeah, and that's a lot of the independent wrestler. And, you know, this is a way for us to give back to somebody who's given us numerous matches we have watched and enjoyed. If you want to check, you know what? Go Google Billy McKenzie and enjoy some of her matches, and maybe you'll see why you should donate to her GoFundMe.
Well, and just simple, Sean. Skip we all have our little creature habits that we indulge in, whether that's a junk food or a coffee or whatever. Skip your next coffee and donate that as a start. And yeah, maybe skip a coffee a week and donate the proceeds to Millie and it could make a big difference. All right. So with that said, that was a good plug, Sean. For Sean Burkhead, I am Brad McKinnon, and we will be back next week with a podcast, maybe with Greg. Goodbye, friends.
The revolutionary podcast in sports entertainment. Bob and Greg and Brad, the dad bless you all with the lovely tales. A Friday night. Go to the outer limits of your
away and ride the